Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Today in Bajan History, 16th December, 1951. Christmas gifts in 1951. On 16th December 1951, with Christmas only 9 days away, Barbadians prepared to buy gifts for friends and loved ones. Today, through a review of the advertisements in the Advocate newspaper, we will take a look at the possible gifts for purchased. Those individuals requiring household gifts, such as baking pans, wine glasses, and saucepans, could have acquired them from C.S. Pitcher and Company. For the special event, church program, or Christmas dinner, DaCosta and Company offered an assortment of gifts, which included socks, ties, dress shirts, and shoes. William Fogarty on Broad Street had ladies' Windsor shoes at $10 per pair, velvet swimwear from $12, and Reliant shirts at $4.55 each. For those who wanted to purchase an expensive watch, the place to go was Louis L. Bailey on Bolton Lane, where Rolex watches were sold. Those in the business of rewarding their girlfriends with cars could have procured a low-cost luxury Zephyr 6 from Charles McInerney. For the many cyclists, the Roadster tires, advertised as a choice of cyclists for smooth riding, could be obtained from Dowding Estates and Trading Company Limited. If, on the other hand, you preferred a rally, Cave Shepherd were the sole distributors. And if you wanted to treat a loved one with a Christmas or Boxing Day dinner, the Crane advertised a 6-course menu for $4, with diners being entertained with music from Richie Goodridge and his orchestra. After dinner, there was the option of proceeding to the ballroom for $1 to dance from 9 p.m. until 2 a.m. While most of these products and services are still with us, unfortunately, most of the businesses have not survived. 15th December 1951 will always be remembered as one of those days when Barbadians could venture into Bridgetown and shop for Christmas, and go to the Crane to listen to the sounds of Richie Goodridge and his orchestra.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.